Hello there. You're joining in on a conversation on COVID-19 and the latest situation in India. We're now seeing an extension of the lockdown. This also means that there is some more time for the government of India to do the required things vis-a-vis improve their level of preparedness. The government says that it is already a step ahead and all the measures taken is preemptive in nature is what is being claimed by the government. However, preparing for anything as complicated as COVID-19 when you don't even know your enemy, this is a battle that you're fighting, things do get out of hand. Things do derail, and this seems to have happened in the case of rapid testing in India also. Let's talk about that today. Commitment after commitment, but no rapid testing kits yet in India. The ICMR sounds frustrated. Sources say that they are fed up or waiting. Serological test kits that are to be used in cluster areas or in hotspots, as we popularly call them now, are to detect antibodies and the release of the same in a person's body. This is going to be for surveillance and not so much for diagnostics. However, these test kits have not arrived. In fact, 15th of April, that is tomorrow, is the date that has been given also by the government, saying that the kits perhaps from China will arrive by the 15th of April. But there's good news also. There's an advisory now on feasibility of using pooled samples for molecular testing of COVID-19. The preferable number of samples to be pooled is 5, though more than 2 samples can be pooled, but considering the higher possibility of missing positive samples with low viral load, ICMR says that one should at a time pool only roughly 5 samples. Pool testing is going to start in areas which have low prevalence of COVID-19. Initially using proxy of low positivity of less than 2% for the existing data, which means that this sort of a surveillance testing is going to be happening only in places which have not seen a high incidence of the infection. However, in areas with positivity rates of between 2 to 5%, sample pooling for PCR screening may be considered only in community survey or surveillance among asymptomatic individuals, strictly excluding pooling samples of individuals with known contact with confirmed cases. Pooling of sample is not recommended in areas or population with positivity rates of more than 5% for COVID-19. So clearly it's not going to be used in clusters, certainly not going to be used in hotspots. Apart from that, the government of India continues to maintain that they have adequate private labs, adequate government labs in the country that are already testing. But what happens next in terms of the benefits of the lockdown is something that continues to be studied. There is another important piece of research from the Indian Council of Medical Research that I looked at, and this has got to do with the first theory of bats being connected to the outbreak of COVID-19, not just in India, but even globally. In fact, there is something very interesting that the ICMR has put out. It is a study that has been done by the Indian Council of Medical Research, and the presence of coronavirus has been found in 2 bat species seen in 4 states, including Kerala. The ICMR has always said that bats are known reservoirs for a broad range of coronaviruses and are often transmitted to humans through an intermediate host. In fact, throat swab samples of 2 bat species from 7 states were screened for the virus. Samples were collected from Kerala, Himachal Pradesh, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu. They were found positive, while those from Punjab, Telangana, Karnataka, Chandigarh, Gujarat and Odisha were negative. The study says more detailed observation of these bats is now required. Antibody surveys should be conducted in humans and pet animals in these regions. Caution should be exercised. Apart from that, just wrapping up on a positive note, the number of recoveries in India has now crossed the 1,000 mark if you just look at the figures. It's true that our increase in cases has been quite rapid given the fact that if you only look at the numbers, then we have had us touching the 10,000 mark now already. This has happened. However, the government continues to maintain that there is no widespread community transmission. Continue to take care of yourselves. This is going to be a long haul, so keep your patience. Let's all adhere to the rules of social distancing and social isolation, because this is for our good. If collectively the country decides that this is what is required of us to do, if we were to flatten the curve, then let's just do it. But at the same time, let's all try and also extend a helping hand of sorts to the people who have worked with us, to the people who need some money, for the people who just need a word of encouragement maybe. Let's just do this much for everybody who is in fact around us. Thank you for joining in this conversation. Be very safe. God bless you.